much can you flip a basic
but
sound?
It's original. Like, can't see the science and don't fucking use that.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the Timster Podcast, and I am Timster. I just want to say hello. How y'all doing? I thank y'all so much, and today's episode is going to be incredible, and it's just going to be filled with energy and much more. So I thank y'all so much who have been hanging out with us. I want to thank y'all so much for over 135,000 followers on TikTok and over 1,200 followers on Twitch. It really means the world. Y'all part of the famo as we're trying to build our podcast, our YouTube. Now we're going to build more communities and more engagement, more value, and try to really excel what we do so we can provide the best situations for you all. You know how much I appreciate you all. I love y'all. When I, you know, we know we're going to be in there. We're in there commenting back. We're getting social with everyone. So y'all know what the deal is. You know how much love we got for you all. Let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Today's episode, we're going to talk about 5 apps you should really be on in order to make money, especially in 2021, and especially for a business, and especially for just all around situational attributes where it's passive, residual, because these are things that you either need to do as a small business, as an artist, or anything. These are just relevant apps aside, and these are not even going to be honorable mentions. These are just aside from these 2 apps. Aside from Facebook, Instagram, I feel that people tend to limit themselves and only utilizing those apps. They're fairly easy to use, but their algorithms are probably some of the worst components in what we've tested based on analytics. But unless you're running ads, you can be on a different attribute. But Facebook, Instagram would not be on this top 5 list just due to relevancy and just how the world is really revolving in terms of content, attention spans, and more. So let's talk about it. App number 1, let's jump right hot into this, man. We're going to go TikTok. TikTok is the number 1 app you should be on right now. Bite-sized content, vertical. Don't have to turn your phone around. Don't have to do anything. We all use your phone vertically. It's easier for the viewer. It's bite-sized. It's quick. You can do a 15-second up to a 60-second. And let me tell y'all, that is something that's just crucial when you're creating stuff. And you just have to do it because it keeps you relevant. It's fast. There's captions. There's pre-made stuff. There's sounds you can use. There's just so much things that all these bells and whistles that can hold the attention of your viewer and build tons and tons of value while cutting out all the middleman bullshit, cutting out advertisements, and without being too salesy. And that has helped us out so much. And also, their quote-unquote algorithm for now is still friendly, so I would suggest you still jump on it. We've been on TikTok for like a little over 2.5 years now, and I'm still saying it right now. Y'all have to be on TikTok. We got laughed at when we were first on it, when the whole pandemic stuff happened. Everybody started jumping on it, and it still has a friendly type algorithm. Now, do you make money there immediately? No, but you can join the creator fund. You can put an overall branched out links like a link tree in your description. You can build business in a creator aspect. You can branch out from there to your other platforms. You can cross promote if you want, depending on how you do it. TikTok is the absolute, the all-in-one platform. Still has some SEO. It's not the most SEO from where you're searchable on Google, but TikTok will be the if you're not on there, or if you don't know how to utilize it and you come across this episode, feel free to hit me up with a DM or hit me up on my email. We could talk about it. I'll help you out, try to get started on that. So TikTok is definitely the number 1, hands down. Next one, Twitter. Does not matter. I believe people try to shy away from Twitter because you don't get enough followers as much as you would like a TikTok or a YouTube, or usually that ratio is fairly low on Twitter. And actually, it's one of the best things of where companies and organizations are willing to write back. A lot of our partnered collabs, a lot of our sponsors, a lot of people who have paid us fairly have been through Twitter, and Twitter is just very much slept on when it comes down to business corporations and them writing back. Examples for you all, like Puma has wrote us back on Twitter. Fitness collaborations have rolled back on Twitter. Tons of streaming services have rolled back on Twitter. Tech companies have wrote us back on Twitter. Artists write us back on Twitter, and they write back a lot faster on there. For some perspective, it just, the Twitter utilization is a lot higher when it comes down to being really social. I still feel like, even though it's been around from like a long time, like around 09, that it's still an underutilized app for just being able to have a direct consumer conversation with somebody. And companies use it through the wazoo, guys. So if you're not on Twitter, please be on Twitter. So TikTok and Twitter is definitely Twitter will be the second one. So Twitter, you can just do a lot of stuff. You can update it, put your links in there. It's an easier social platform where you can just update by the moment, whatever you want to do. You speak your mind, just have fun with it. You don't have to be too salesy there either, and things could pop off whenever they want, so you just never know what's going to happen, just like any other app. But Twitter is just, in an organizational standpoint and a corporate standpoint, on top of being like an independent solopreneur or an entrepreneur, Twitter definitely does work for responses and more. Number three is going to be LinkedIn. Man, LinkedIn is just, LinkedIn to me is basically Twitter on steroids, right? So LinkedIn is if Facebook and Twitter kind of had a cool baby, but their algorithm's a little bit friendlier. LinkedIn is awesome for corporate, for business, for seeking sponsorships, for fundraising, for charitable, for philanthropy, events and seminar events, and just working and just networking in general. Although it's quote unquote deemed as the corporate essence, you could be in there as an entrepreneur and also network with the corporate. Because guys, all these people have money. So the people that have money, and especially if you're an entrepreneur, you want to collab with people that have the money. So you can be able to work things out, especially if you're a starting off entrepreneur. But if you're already an established entrepreneur, it's still good to level up your game, level up your network. But you definitely just want to talk to the right people. Don't just talk to, not every opportunity is going to be for you, but as many opportunities as you can get that you feel that can work in terms of a selfish aspect and a selfless component, you could definitely find some that can level you up on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is just that. It's just like what I established about Twitter and what I said. And it's kind of like Facebook, but it's just a better version of Facebook because Facebook can tend to be too local. And I feel like not the brightest people on Facebook. So I believe LinkedIn has those people where you feel like you're that top 5% grinding. You definitely need to be on there. And that is number three, LinkedIn. Don't sleep on it, from pictures to video to hashtags. You can do everything the same. It's just a little bit more formal, a little bit more educational. But it's like if you're still pitching yourself as a portfolio and still pitching yourself as kind of just a unique component in order to just grasp onto wealth. If you're really serious about business or building in general, from self-development and more, LinkedIn is the place to be. Number four, I'm going to go with, okay, right here, this is where it starts getting a little bit more difficult, because now we got TikTok, we got Twitter, we got LinkedIn. So now we got the raw format, the live streaming services of Twitch. You need to be on Twitch. It is still looked at as a video game platform. I was at a Mixer yesterday. I was at an event where I was there. I did stuff. I was invited there. I did some things. I did my thing. I talked a little bit. I had some fun, engaged with people. But the thing was, I was like, yeah, I do my live streaming, my streaming services on Twitch. I run a tech business. And so we do Q&As on there. And people were like, oh, well, what video game are you playing? Twitch is not just a video game service, guys. If anything, the just chatting component of Twitch really takes your business to the next level, because it is in real time and you build massive emotional quality and quantity, more audience, more viewers. And on top of that, you can add so much things for your audience to interact with you. They can scare you. Like, you could be in the middle of a conversation and people scare you. You could be in the middle of a conversation, they do just anything. They can add funny things, they can and activate gifts. And it's, so it's just like social media, but it's a live version of social media. So it's a streaming service of Twitch. You have to be on Twitch. No ifs, ands, or buts. We are going into live streaming, and this would eventually boot us into a virtual reality, augmented reality, and being in multiple places at once. And so streaming really shows that, because the compatibilities of the foremost advanced PCs, the specs, the processors, and everything that goes along with streaming. This is the future of 2021 onward, and live streaming is still disrespectfully slept on, I would say, in my opinion. Yeah, there's those people that are kind of on there that really understand it, but there's not really a business essential really flying towards that service. And so Twitch streaming, not just for video games, but for your business in general, do not sleep on the app. Get Twitch, find a way to get involved, find the easiest way to get started, because you can always advance it and learn every single day on Twitch, and it's incredible. And number five, I'm going to go with YouTube Shorts, YouTube in general, well, should be number five regardless. Passive income, residual income, monetize, own all the content, and you're ready to go. Now, are you going to be make millions overnight? No, but you got to keep building it. But it's a great way to just build some momentum and some confidence while you're trying to build your brand and more and talking about stuff. And they let you get started easy. You can do how-tos. You can do tips. You can do anything where you don't have to buy a product. You just talk about whatever you enjoy, Star Wars or basketball. There's basketball content creators that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. You don't have to buy any extra credential. Use your phone and record. And there's people that get tens of thousands of views doing stuff like that. Don't sleep on it. Be on YouTube. But not only just YouTube, it's the fact that YouTube already went to a YouTube Shorts component. So now YouTube Shorts is basically goes back to our step one, which is just like TikTok vertical content. YouTube Shorts is the same way. That's why number five is definitely YouTube, because now YouTube has advanced into being part of the vertical formality for an SEO project and for just being able to just copy and paste your TikTok content, put it over there on YouTube Shorts, and just being able to do more. That puts it at a high advantage in terms of just being relevant for the next another 10 years. And with YouTube, you can monetize everything. So that's incredible. Everybody could probably say Instagram Reels, but YouTube is going to give you way more of a viewership. And if you can leeway your viewers into getting into your YouTube, now you can get them into your longer format content, and that where you can monetize a whole lot more. So guys, be on YouTube. And then I want to do some additional bonus steps. So that was number five. So let's go through all five steps real quick. One is TikTok. Two is Twitter. Three is LinkedIn. Four is Twitch. And five is YouTube on top of YouTube Shorts. So the same thing. It's not really an app yet, but just being on YouTube in general. Now, some bonus steps I definitely want to go over is one of, I guess, a few more things would be some SEO things where you could be searchable on Google. So find ways, make music. If you know how to make music, that's searchable on Google. Even if you feel like you're not going to be the next big hip hop pop artist, just make some music. You can make an extra couple hundred to a couple thousand just putting up whatever you enjoy. That makes you more searchable on Google, and it gives you a bigger Google knowledge panel, which means that you're just far more solidified and being verified. And so where if you're a business, that's important. That's like your portfolio. That's your LLC, and that's more. So that's one. Another situation could be having a blog. Having a blog is a lot easier for people who don't want to be showing their face all day. Write about stuff that your expertise. Don't be copying and pasting, though, so you can own it for a potential NFT. Write a blog for it. That's always incredible. Next, probably have a podcast. Hi. Be a podcaster like Timsta, or just do something where you can talk about whatever it is. It doesn't have to be exactly what I talk about, but it could be anything in terms of just, you know, if it's video games, cool. If it's sports, cool. If it's fitness, cool. If it's cooking, cool. If, you know, figure out what you want. Realtors, like, you do you, but find a way to really do that SEO component. So there's a blog, there's music, there's a podcast, write an ebook, or you can potentially just really find ways within the YouTube formatability to stay SEO. So make sure everything's edited. You can do an e-commerce website too, and that'll always be something that's really good. Just build some online merch and have the backlinks incredibly good, meaning if people look for some, say if you made a fitness shirt of leg day, make sure you're putting the leg day keywords in there, so when people search leg day gear and they want like a funny t-shirt of fitness, they can find you on your e-commerce and send you that, and you can charge an extra $5 for that, so you can really get a little bit more money in terms of you being able to recognize the searchability for all these things. So those are just extra components. So that's more like 10, right? Hold on, let's go over that. I think it, what I just say, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch, what did I say last? YouTube, then I said music, then I said podcast, then I said blog, then I said e-commerce, and I don't even know what I said for the last one, but those are all the components. And I feel that those are great ways for you, you know, artists, you know, put your art on there. NFTs, you know, that could be number 10 if you want it to be. Just finding ways to really own your content and being able to monetize it the way you want to do it will put you way ahead of the game. So that's the episode for today. I just wanted to get straight to that. I appreciate you all so much, especially if you are just hanging in, listening, subscribing, having fun. You can hit us up on all media. Hit us up. Come through, man. Instagram, TikTok, whatever you want, man. I'm going to try to write back. And if you're coming through this and you're new and you're kind of just foreign to these apps, feel free to hit me with a DM. I'll be happy to help you out or comment on anything. I got you. Or leave us a rating and share this. It really helps us out in trying to get the word out and try to help people build for the long term and longevity, especially for those who are just not into a lot of the tech and the virtual world and just social media in general. So my name is Timsta, TIMSTUH. I appreciate y'all. Much love and peace.